We're not in denial about climate change.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hi, my name is Sleeve McDykel. You're listening to Bonersode 42 for February 27th, 2020. Today, I'm going to try an idea of Simplex's that he posted in the World of Prank Calls Discord. Simplex writes, "Call people and tell them, due to the high price of gasoline and traffic, the city has randomly selected people for forced public transit use. The city is going to put a boot on their vehicle for a week, and they must ride the bus or carpool with someone who doesn't have their vehicle booted." I love authoritarian nanny state stuff like this, so thanks for the idea, Simplex. But fuck you, because my appreciation belongs to JuzzTheTip. Just a tip. They are the producer of today's Bonersode, so thank you, Just a Tip, for making these calls happen.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Avery?
Yeah?
Hey, Avery, it's Winston with the City of...
Oh, hello.
Hey, I just needed to make sure that you're going to be parked outside tomorrow morning, like your car's going to be out on the street or in a parking lot.
I'll be in the parking lot. Why?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. We're going to be sending a mechanic over in the morning, real early, probably about 5 or so. And they're just going to be putting a boot on your car. And so for the rest of the week, we just need you to take, you know, public transit or carpool, bicycle, whatever you want.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. Why are you doing that?
Oh, it's just part of the new environmental initiative that we're doing. We're just trying to encourage, you know, alternative methods of transportation.
But I didn't agree to that, so...
Oh, yeah, no, it's nothing that you have to agree to. It's just kind of random selection throughout the city.
I'm going to need some kind of document from the city for that. For me to approve of that.
Oh, it was in the paper and everything. I'm kind of surprised this is taking you off guard.
We're in the 21st century, and I'm 21 years old. I can guarantee you I do not read the paper.
Well, I guess ignorance isn't always bliss, you clueless twat. Anyways,
I'm just saying I need documentation from the city.
Oh, okay.
Because this is my car, and I pay for this parking spot.
Well, yeah, they're not towing it or anything. They're just going to be putting a boot on it so you can't drive it. It's just until Friday. It's really no big deal.
But
you know, just 4 days.
I'll need documentation because I don't know if this is a scam.
How would it be a scam? I'm not asking you for any information. I'm just telling you that tomorrow morning there's going to be a boot put on your car.
Unfortunately, in this day and age, you can't trust people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but I'm going to need documentation for me to agree to that.
Well, I don't have any documentation to send you within the next, you know, 10 hours or whatever, 12 hours. So, really, I don't see what the big deal is. I mean, you're going to...
I need my car for this week.
Oh, yeah, but you can take the bus or you can carpool or ride a bike.
No,
there's all kinds of options.
I have a bike and I need my car. I don't want to walk home from the library late at night.
You don't know how to ride a bike?
I don't have a bike.
Oh, well, I mean...
I know how to ride a bike.
Oh, okay.
if you put a boot, whatever the hell, on the car, I will be calling the police.
Oh, no, it's going to be...
Unless you have documentation from the city.
Oh, no, ma'am, it's going to be a city official that's putting the boot on. Yeah, it's all on the up and up. You know, the police aren't going
to... All right, 1 second. I need to mute you for a second. Adriana.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, is this Avery?
This is someone else. What is this in regards to?
Oh, well, who the hell is this?
It doesn't matter who this is.
Oh, it does? It does, because I'm a city official, and you need to state your name?
If you're a city official, why are you calling me at 8 p.m.?
We work 24-7 here in the call center.
Okay, well, I don't work 24-7. I work from 9 to 5.
Okay, well, good for you, smartass. Can you put Avery back on the phone?
If you actually work for the city, you're not going to call someone a smartass, dumbass.
Oh, yeah, I'm union.
No, you're not.
I'm very secure in my job, and you're being...
Okay, well, I'm very secure in my job, too.
Okay, well, we're not talking about your job. I don't even know who the hell you are. I was talking to Avery about the boot that's going on
her
car.
Well, now you're talking to someone else.
Oh, okay. Well, what can I help you with?
Wait, what? Why did you call her? What is this in regards to?
Well, I'm sure she already explained it to you, so I don't understand.
No, she actually didn't.
She just handed the phone to you? So you're like her secretary or something?
Yeah, I'm her secretary.
Well, I don't have to tell you a goddamn thing, because you're not Avery.
Okay, so if I put Avery on the phone, you'll re-explain everything?
Yeah, I guess.
If I put it on speakerphone?
Yeah, well, you know, if she didn't understand the first time, she has some kind of comprehension issue.
You're interrupting a very important show, and I'm not a fan.
Oh, I don't care what dumbass show you're watching.
Okay, well, you're not a city official if you're cursing at someone.
Oh, no, no, I'm the supervisor here, so I can pretty much say whatever I want.
Okay, so, wait, what's your name?
Winston.
Winston?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your last name?
Beauregard.
Wait, what?
Beauregard.
Ovalgard?
That's correct. Winston Ovalgard.
I don't believe that you're a city official.
Okay, well, I don't care what you believe, you stupid bitch. Can you put Avery back on?
Okay, here's Avery.
Okay, what?
Can you explain now?
Unless you have documentation, I will be calling the police if you put a boot on my car.
Okay, it's going to be a city official putting the boot on there. You can't call police on a city official doing city business. Again, we work 24/7 here in the call center, okay? Not everyone has fancy 9-to-5 jobs.
Why am I only getting a 12-hour notice about my car supposedly getting a boot on it?
And by the way, that'll be the documentation. Once you walk out there and you see the boot on your car, that'll be proof enough.
People call someone and be like, why is this happening? Why is the boot going on in the first
place? What kind of car do I have?
Hey, Avery, can you tell your friend in the background to just shut the fuck up?
You're not a city official.
Because we're just trying to have a conversation here, and she's just yammering.
First of all, that you're obviously not a city official because you wouldn't be cursing.
Oh, no, no, are. I'm definitely a city official. I work over here in the department.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, no, she just needs to shut the fuck up and mind her own business because this is between me and you.
I asked for help because I wanted to know if this was actually in the paper or if this was a scam.
Yeah, so this, again, how would it be a scam? I'm not asking for information or money or anything. Do you know the definition of a scam?
Okay, but why are you putting a boot
okay,
on a car
not
in the first place?
Be condescending toward me.
Well, no, you're just, I get it. You're a woman and everything. You're getting all emotional. Is there a man there that I can explain this to?
Yeah, actually there is!
No.
You want to talk to everyone, basically.
Hello, Winston?
Oh, hi, who's this?
Doesn't matter. Why the fuck are you calling her?
None of your goddamn business, asshole.
You really asked for a man. You got one.
Okay, yeah, but I want a real man, not some Fruit Loop that won't even tell me his name.
Some Fruit Loop. You're calling at 8:00. What the hell is your problem?
Again, I work 24/7. Not everyone has a fancy 9-to-5 job.
Winston Ovalgard?
That's me.
What was your last name? So I can look you up so I can make sure you're a real person.
Ovalgard. Where did that jackass go? The big tough guy with the mouth.
I'm right here, dickhead.
You're so tough that you can't even give me your first name. What are you afraid of?
You still haven't answered our question. Why is a boot going on a car?
Again, because it's part of the new environmental initiative in the city. We're trying to be more environmentally friendly.
If you're trying to be more environmentally friendly, then you probably should have, like, let us know.
Yeah, that's what this call is, stupid. That's what this call is. I'm letting her know.
You're going to tow her car tomorrow and put a boot on it? That's bullshit. I'm calling bullshit on what you're saying.
Oh, you're bullshit.
And you are a scammer. Yeah.
How would this be a scam? Explain to me how it's a scam.
Okay, well, we're going to wait for the boot, because once the boot goes on, that's easier to take off, because we can fix that, but either
hold on,
way...
Hold on a second. I'm going to take a bite of the sandwich. Hold on.
I'm interrupting the Bachelor, and I'm really not in the mood for this right now.
What show are you watching?
What?
What show are you watching?
Why do you care?
This is a pretty good sandwich.
Okay, can I?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Megan?
Yes?
Hi, this is Sleeve with the city of...
Yes?
Hey, I was just calling. I needed to let you know we're going to be sending a technician out to your home tomorrow to put a boot on your car.
To put a boot on my car? What are you talking about?
Yeah, you've been selected to participate in the new transportation program. You know, it's part of the law that the mayor signed into place.
Hello?
Oh, is Megan available?
No, who is this? Why do you keep calling?
Well, this is Sleeve with the city of... the transportation department. I thought we got disconnected,
No, this is a spam call, isn't it?
This isn't a spam call. I'm not asking for any information. I was just letting her know that we're going to be sending a technician out tomorrow morning.
For what?
She's been selected to participate in the mayor's new transportation program.
Program? You want me to call her and figure this out? What is this? What's this program?
I don't understand why you're getting an attitude like with me, sir. I'm just trying to dispense some information.
You said she's putting a boot. You're putting a boot on her car?
Well, I'm not going to be doing it. We're sending a mechanic out tomorrow morning. They'll be there at about 5 o'clock. And I just needed to
where?
To your home to put a boot on her car. I don't understand why...
No, you're not.
Okay, well...
A boot at 5 a.m. on our car.
We sent you...
to my house.
We sent you a letter about this about 2 weeks ago.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
We got no information about this.
Okay, well, it's been in the news.
I can text now, actually. I'm a friend of hers.
Oh, Big Shot knows the mayor. Okay,
No, this is bullshit.
Okay, well, if you're the friend, then why don't you know about the Green New Deal that was signed into law last month, idiot?
This is complete... Oh, you're calling me an idiot now. Okay,
well, yeah, you're being an idiot. It's been in the news. It's been in the newspaper. Don't you read?
Yeah, you're not... No, I don't know how to read. Thanks. Okay,
oh,
bye.
Okay, well, you're illiterate then, fuckface.
Hello, this is Moses.
Hey, Moses. It's Winston with the city of...
Hi, yes.
Hey, I was just calling because I needed to make sure that your car is going to be parked outside tomorrow morning.
Parked outside tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Parked outside where?
I mean, just like, you know, out on the street or driveway, you know, just accessible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Why?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because... We're going to be sending a city official over tomorrow morning real early, probably at about 5 they'll be there, and they're going to be putting a boot on your car.
Really? What for?
Oh, you know, it's just part of the new law that the mayor just signed into place. You know, part of the Green New Deal. We're just trying to, you know, encourage public transit or carpooling, stuff like that.
Can I speak to someone else besides you?
Why? Did I say something?
I want to make sure your identity, obviously, clearly. I need to know who you are.
My name's Winston, as I said before.
I'm not sure if you're, like, spoofing me. I mean, I'm going to have to report this number as a fraudulent call.
report it to who, smartass? Report it to who?
Please?
Oh, that's silly. Why would you...
So, it's just, there's no one I can speak to.
Well, you're speaking to me, you fucking dickface. You're speaking to me, so I don't understand what the big deal is.
I've not verified your identity. I'm not going to give you any more information.
Like, even if... I didn't ask you for any information, you idiot.
All right, well, I'm going to call the police. I appreciate your time.
You're going to call the police because you can't verify my identity? Boy, what is wrong with you? You got a stick up your ass.
Okay, all right.
All right, I'll come clean with you. I'm not really with the city of... You got me.
Okay, who are you?
My name's Sleeve.
Sleeve?
Sleeve.
Sleeves, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want, Sleeve?
I'm just one of your neighbors. I'm just fucking with you, man. I live just a little ways down the road, you know, over here on Northwest 7th. Just dicking with you, that's all.
All right, well,
you had to just calm down. You're going to report a prank call to the police?
Have a good day, Sleeves.
You had to just calm down. Just learn how to take a joke.
Hey, man. I'm not the one doing the illegal stuff. You are.
There's nothing illegal about this. Name the law. Name the law. Name the law that I'm breaking, smart guy.
Because you are impersonating a city official. You're calling from an official city number.
Oh, no.
And you're,
no, I'm not impersonating
you're threatening
one.
With city, you're threatening with city...
I didn't make a threat. I didn't make a threat.
That, so.
No, I didn't make a threat, dummy. What was the threat?
Well, I mean, you're clearly impersonating a city official, so...
No.
You know.
No, I'm just sitting here in the office bored and thought I'd fuck with my neighbors.
Well, it's not a good reason to mess around with people.
Okay, hey, I just have one more question for you.
Okay.
How wide is your thigh gap?
What?
How wide is your thigh gap?
Say that again?
How wide is your thigh gap?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Oh, okay.
Very inappropriate.
Can I pee in your butthole?
All right.
I what?
Take it easy now.
Okay, I love you.
Hello.
Hi, Ron.
Hello. Yes.
Hey, Ron, it's Sleeve with the city.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be sending a mechanic out tomorrow morning to your house. He should be there at about 5:30, and he's just going to...
For what reason?
He's going to be putting a boot on your car.
A what?
A boot on your car, on your vehicle.
Why?
Your name has been selected to participate in the new environmental program. You know, the mayor signed it into law last month. So, yep, we're just going to be putting that boot on there just until Friday, just a few days.
I'm not interested.
Oh, it's not an optional thing. It's, you know, it's kind of like jury duty. You know, it's just your name got drawn and...
I'm not even out of bed at 5:30, okay, number one. I'm 81 years old.
Yeah, you don't have to be awake or even out there or anything. They're just going to be putting the boot on your vehicle. So
the vehicle's in the garage.
Yeah, you'll just need to leave it, you know, in your driveway or on the street.
I can't. It's against the association rules.
Oh, no. This is official city business, so, you know, it kind of overrides that.
Well, I don't understand. What's this all about?
It's part of the new law that the mayor signed into place. You know, the Green New Deal got signed into law last month.
I don't know.
Oh, it's been in the papers and in the news and everything.
I don't take a paper.
Oh,
Like most of my neighbors don't take a paper.
Oh, well, do you have the internet or something? I mean, I'm sure you watch TV or have the internet, right?
I don't watch television. I do have internet.
Okay. Well, then there's, you know, there you go.
I have seen nothing on the internet. Nothing.
Well, ignorance is no excuse. So, yeah, he'll be there tomorrow. And then, you know, in the meantime.
What is a boot? I don't know what you're talking about.
It's like a big metal lock, you know, that just goes on one of your wheels, on one of your tires, and just makes it so that you can't drive, you know?
Can't drive?
Yeah. It's, you know, because it's part of the new program to encourage, you know, taking public transit or bicycle.
Hey, listen, I'm 81 years old. I have a doctor appointment tomorrow morning. I have a doctor appointment tomorrow afternoon. Okay. I cannot be without transportation. I only have one car.
Well, at this point, it's too late to file for exemption. You're supposed to have done that, you know, several months ago.
I've never heard of it.
Okay. Well, like I said, ignorance is no excuse. So you'll just want to either take the bus or carpool.
You know what? I said I'm 81 years old, and yeah. there's not a bus service up where I live.
Well, age isn't an excuse either. Just, you know,
I'm not buying this. I've never heard of it. I said I'm an old man. I have health issues. If you think I'm going to be without my car for 3 days, you're wrong.
It's definitely happening. I don't know what to tell you, but
this is not making any sense. And tomorrow morning at 5:30, I will not be here.
Okay, you don't have to be there. Your car just has to be out there for him to put the boot on it.
So I can't drive my car?
Yeah, just for 3 days. It's just, you know, it's part of the environmental program, you know, just got to make the planet healthy and all that. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Ron, it's Sleeve again. I think we got disconnected.
No, I hung up on you.
Oh, that's very rude. Why would you do that?
I'm in a meeting right now. I went in and asked two men if they've heard of this program. They live in the same neighborhood that I am. We're having a board of directors meeting.
Oh.
And nobody's heard of it. Nobody has heard of this.
So you're in a meeting, but you can't get up at 5:30 and meet the mechanic outside?
To have them not allow my car to move? No, I can't.
It sounds like you're pretty able-bodied, if you ask me. It just sounds like you're trying to bullshit your way out of this.
No, I'm not.
Okay, well,
you don't take away transportation from an 80-year-old man.
No, we're not taking it away. We're just disabling it for 3 days. You know, it's no big deal. There's, you know,
it is a big deal.
You can ride a bike or skateboard.
I don't have a bike. Are you nuts? Bye. Don't
roller skates.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Cindy.
Who's calling?
It's Leave with the city of.
Oh, hi.
Hi, I just needed to let you know we're going to be sending a technician out to your home tomorrow morning, real early at about 5:00, and they're going to be putting a boot on your car. You know, you've been selected to participate in the new environmental program.
No.
Oh, you didn't get the letter that we sent you a couple weeks ago?
That is correct. I have received no letters.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I don't know why you didn't get that. Yeah, you've been, you know, randomly selected. It's just part of the Green New Deal that the mayor signed into place late last month. Just, you know, part of our new environmental initiative. We're trying to encourage public transit and carpooling, things like that.
And you're putting a boot on my car?
Yeah, yeah, just for a few days. They're taking it off Friday afternoon.
No, no, that's bullshit.
No, it's...
That's impossible.
No, it's part of the new law that was signed into place, again, by the mayor last month.
By whom? By whom?
By the mayor. You didn't hear about it?
Okay,
it's been in the news and everything.
No, I listen, buddy. I listen to... I watch
I'm not
the
your
news
buddy.
Every night.
I'm not
no,
your buddy.
No, you're not. You are not my buddy.
Okay.
So, what is your name?
Sleeve.
Yeah, I agree. Your name is Sleeve.
No,
Mike Sleeve.
That's very rude, ma'am. My name is Sleeve with a V.
Mike Sleeve?
My name is Sleeve with a V.
Mike Sleeve?
I didn't say...
Where, from what?
I never said my name was Mike. I said my name is Sleeve.
Sleeve? What's your first name?
No, that is my first name. My last name is McDykel.
McDykel.
Correct. And anyways, they're going to be there tomorrow at, you know, like I said, about 5 in the morning.
Putting a boot on my car.
Yes.
And you're from what office?
I'm here in the Department of Transportation.
Oh. So, why don't you give me information about this alleged law? I don't know.
You mean the law that was signed into place last month? It's been in the news and in the papers and everything. You haven't heard about it? The Green New Deal?
I take the Statesman. I watch the news every night.
Okay. Well, I don't know what channel you're watching, but yeah, it's you know, been the talk of the town around here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why you're being such a bitch about it. Like, it's just 3 days. Like, why do you hate the environment?
What in the heck? If you are, in fact, an employee of the Department of Transportation and you're calling me a bitch, you're going to hear about this little man.
No, I didn't call you a bitch.
You did?
No, I didn't call you one.
Hey,
I just said, I just said you're being...
Why are you being such a bitch?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, why are you being such a bitch? I'm not calling you a bitch. Like, I'm sure you're very nice most of the time.
Sleeve?
Yeah, that's my name. It's Croatian. Are you being racist?
No wonder you've got...
Sounds like you're being racist.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm pretty sure I can get better reactions with this idea, so I'm going to try it again at some point. But I need to stop for now, or I'll never get this boner sewed out. Thanks once again to Just a Tip for producing. Thanks, Simplex, for the idea. And thank you to all of you for your support. See you next week.
I go south. I get strange. I get weird. Slightly sideways. When you're gone, then I change. I go south. And the sun hangs lower in the sky. And the day just seems to drag on by. The clock has stopped. The phone won't ring. I go south. Then I change. I goes out.
This sounds like nonsense, and unless you can make good sense of it real quick, I'm going to hang up on you.